Sydney Furlong, a seventh grader at St. Anne's School, describes herself between giggles as funny, nice, and popular. The peppy, easy to get along with 13-year-old is a well-rounded middle child of three, an overall good athlete and student. And like many other middle school tweens or teenage girls, she has a fanatical crush on the dreamy heartthrob Justin Bieber. But perfect-haired Justin Bieber is not the only boy that catches Sydney's attention. She is among four other girls in her seventh grade class with a boyfriend. Sydney proved her chill and mature personality as she described her first experience with a boyfriend, except for when I was like three or something, Sydney said. She shared the joys, concerns, and all the in-betweens of her middle school relationship with her boyfriend, Tommy. Sydney explained her spark romance with seventh grader Tommy as common for her grade. Tradition continues that it's the brave boys who initiate becoming a couple. Both recognize similarities between each other and comfort of being together.
What makes Tommy different from other 7th grade boys?
To me, he kind of stands out from all of them. He's like funny, he's tall, and pretty.
What were some of the feelings you had toward him?
Like, he's really energetic. He likes to do a lot of the same things I like to do, and he's really funny.
And what are some of the similarities you guys have?
I guess our favorite sport is both basketball. We're both pretty tall. We both hate scary movies. And our favorite type of movie is comedy.
And how do you think he feels about you?
I think that he likes me like the same way I like him, like probably funny. I'm not that awkward around boys.
Explain how you guys became a couple.
He asked me out at the Bishop Miege football game.
What exactly did he say?
Well, he came up to me and said, "Do you want to go out with me?"
And what were your emotions at the time?
I guess I was really excited and happy because usually when he comes around me, he's like really shy and like he smiles really big. And we like knew that we liked each other for a while, like at the end of sixth grade. And I didn't really think that he was gonna ever ask me out, because she said he didn't want things to get awkward around us, but then he did, so it was like a big surprise.
Now that the seventh graders are a couple, they strive to communicate the best they can. Although texting can be easier because you have time to figure out what you're going to say, said Sydney, they also enjoy double dating and hanging out in groups of friends.
Now that you're going out, how do you communicate?
We only have one class together, and it's called History vs. Hollywood, and it's where you watch movies the whole time. And we sit together during that class, and we talk to each other then, but that's pretty much the only time during school we ever get to talk. And then we mostly talk to each other by texting.
What do you usually text or talk about?
Like, what happened at school, or, like, usually he says, "Hey," and, like, "Hey, what's up," and all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do together?
Movies, we sit next to each other in the classes that we can. Now that the football season's over, I'm not sure what we're going to do now, but that's what we used to do.
So, if you were to describe an ideal date, what would that be?
Probably going to a movie and sitting next to each other and like sharing a bag of popcorn or something.
The subject of parents was uneasy. Although Sydney has chosen not to directly talk to her parents about her boyfriend, she has had discussions with her older sister, often while her mother was in the room. This shows Sydney's comfort with the relationship.
How come you didn't tell your parents first?
I didn't really think I needed to, like it was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. And why didn't you think it was that big of a deal?
It's just like we're only like 13 years old. I don't think we're going to do very many bad things or anything like that. And it's just like really a guy and a girl being really good friends.
Okay. What do you mean by like being really good friends?
I think that if you are going to choose to go with someone, you should be comfortable talking to them and around them, and you should feel like you can tell them anything and be yourself.
The thought of a middle schooler experiencing romance can be quite special and refreshing in an overwhelming time of life. Sydney has a healthy, positive outlook on the relationship while still being able to maintain balance with academics, sports, and family life. And as for Sydney and Tommy's future, well, she said they had plans over Christmas break.
We get him a car and then like some candy or something. We did talk about going sledding and hanging out at one of my friends' house, a really cool big house, and having like hot chocolate and watching a movie.